Hockey and music go hand in hand. I mean, you can't even start a game if you don't have a hard pumping song to get you going. And of course, the music for the Mother Puckers openings and closing song, Havoc by Sean Tubbs, sounds even better thanks to J-Rocket Audio Design's pedals. For you hockey moms out there who also have guitar players, there's no better pedal on the market to help your budding Jeff Beck sound like Jeff Beck than with the JB Archer from J-Rocket Audio Designs or any of the many award-winning pedals produced by them. Other than the sound, the best part is they are made in the USA. All you have to do is go to rocketpedals.com. That's with two T's, R-O-C-K-E-T-T, pedals, P-E-D-A-L-S.com, to hear and see the products, find distributors, and enjoy the website experience. And if you purchase a pedal from JRAD, please use the code PUCKERS because that is going to get you 10% off of your purchase. And I will personally thank you on my podcast. And when your little player plays himself a little song or records it, send it on in. I'll make a compilation and put them all out on the podcast in the future. Thank you to J-Rocket Audio Designs for being the first Mother Puckers sponsor. Welcome to Mother Puckers, the first and only podcast for hockey moms by a hockey mom. And that's me, Julie Bardowski, alongside the hockey apostle and the 13th disciple, Lou Mangialuzzo. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Mother Puckers, episode one, and to the new decade. Happy 2020, roaring 20s. You made some statements of what you want your year to be like. I sure hope that you're off the couch and trying to achieve them. Or hopefully you're recovering from last night. And if you're a hockey mom, you probably spent New Year's Eve at the rink like I did for a tournament because that's what we do. I honestly believe I have spent every holiday at the rink. Been there for Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, even Halloween, and Mother's Day, lots of Mother's Day. Now that I think about it, I have never spent a Father's Day at the rink. Now that's interesting. How do the guys do that? If you are listening today, I know you're most likely a family member or a friend, and hopefully my hockey mom and dad community are listening too. Go ahead, give me your feedback. Subscribe also, that would be great, and look for new episodes every Wednesday. This show is all about the hockey mom. It's going to evolve. For now, the podcast will share tips for first-time hockey moms all the way up to veteran hockey moms. I will have hockey hacks, life hacks, mom hacks, no slashing though. There will be season updates, stories, loads of stories. I think of the stories I've built up in just 5.5 years of being a hockey mom. And I look forward to hearing what the rest of the hockey world has to share with us. You can share those stories at stories@motherpuckers.com. And Mother Puckers is spelled M-U-T-H-E-R-P-U-C-K-E-R-S. There are two U's because the U's represent the two glasses that you need for your wine, your whiskey, or your beer to get you through your games. There's going to be interviews with hockey moms. Sometimes their player will join in and share what they have to say about their mom. I have so many lined up already and will tease out each week. When I was growing up, there was no momming like what I'm experiencing now because we all know every generation is different. And I do want to say that I'm trying to keep everything within this podcast fun because we don't need to take ourselves so seriously. Keeping the judgment to a minimum. And in the hockey world, being as political as it is, you can say your name. You don't have to say your name. You don't have to say your kids' names. You can be as anonymous as you want or as open as you want. My name, though, is Julie Bardowski. That's not my real name, but I wish it were because it's really cool.
I have a normal, interesting career, which I don't wish to discuss here. As a matter of fact, anything that is said or done here has nothing to do with anything outside of my own opinion. So please don't call HR. They have nothing to do with this. In 5.5 seemingly forever seasons, because hockey never ends, my experience in hockey momming includes knowing the best concealer, dry shampoo, and Visine ratios for 7 a.m. games. I've experienced the best bars in and out of the rink and know where the best hot chocolate is. I've been kicked out of games, deservedly, snuck back into said ejected game, because why wouldn't you? I've achieved that mom status by a former NHLer and current youth coach, laundered upwards of 320,003 loads of very pungent hockey gear, and built a repertoire of stories that will make all the listeners say, "Seriously? In youth hockey?" When I'm not at the rink, I can be found driving to the rink, driving from the rink, or drinking away the victories and losses of the rink, sometimes also at games. After all, that's why the hockey gods gave us flasks. I take momming seriously, and when you add in the hockey on top of that momming, serious takes another level. I'm a hockey mom to a son, but this show isn't just about the boys. There will be equal opportunity for the girls, and I can't wait for some of the interviews. Hint, big names in women's hockey are lined up. Why am I doing this? I was walking into the rink for opening weekend, the beginning of September for our season, and I had just been listening to one of my favorite podcasts, and it hit me as I walked in the door of the rink. I wonder if there's a Hockey Mom podcast. And I looked and searched and didn't find anything specific to the world of hockey moms or specific to youth hockey for a podcast. If you know of one, please send it to me because I'd love to help support them. There are a few great Facebook pages that are a wonderful forum for quick answers and responses to stories or questions for the Hockey Mom community, just great support networks. And I may reach out to you through Messenger to see if you'd be interested to share any of your stories that I might find that you have put on those forums. So keep an eye out for a Mother Puckers message. I'm going to focus on youth hockey through juniors and college because the NHL is really well covered. Not to say there won't be some NHLers and their moms on, but we'll be talking about those NHLers when they were growing up, when they were a squirt or a mite or a midget, and what it was like going through all of those processes that they went through growing up. I remember when we first started this journey almost 6 years ago, and I heard the term juniors. I had no idea what that even meant. Talk to me about peewee, squirt, bantam, midget, and I was even more lost. And just think, now Canada just decided to get rid of those names, and I've now figured them out, and I'll have to learn how old the kids are. I mean, I know exactly how old an 04 is, but say 15U, and I'm completely lost. I had no idea when my son started playing hockey at age 7 what this was going to be like. What's my cred? Well, as I've mentioned, this is my 6th season as a hockey mom. I am a lifelong hockey fan. One of my earliest memories was of me in a blue dress with white tights running around a chilly hallway and hearing organ music. I think I was about 3 or 4, and I was at a hockey game. I was born in Minnesota, the state of hockey, and having lived in many states, I've witnessed a lot of professional hockey prior to having my own little hockey player. So I've always known and had a love for the game. I'm not new to that, but I have been new to the intensity of youth hockey. I've been able to witness house league up to AAA and hear from other parents about their older sons and daughters who are playing juniors in college and some in the NHL. I've had my funny bone broken by a puck shot out of an open rink door. Fortunately, it didn't break my sense of humor, but dang, that hurt. I have been able to travel to many of the hotbeds of hockey, as well as witness the non-traditional markets and how they are building up youth hockey. I'm a certified level 1 referee, mostly so I can yell at the refs more intelligently, but it's also a great way to be educated about the sport. I've been an athlete my whole life. My dad referred to me as Julie Jock growing up. There weren't dolls and dresses in my life, much to my mom's chagrin. Instead, there was gymnastics. I've competed nationally in 2 different sports, gymnastics and fitness, and 1 professional sport, NFL cheerleading. Now, I can probably hear you snicker about being an NFL cheerleader and considering that a sport, but let me tell you, cheerleaders are serious athletes, and it takes a lot of physical capabilities to put those routines out on the field. So many kudos to those ladies. Plus I have football, so it was really fun. I've skied since age 12 all over the world, played beach volleyball, and I'm a total gym rat, all while watching every sport I can. My son has played all the sports, but hockey is his true love. Each sport has its unique mom cultures, but I don't think there's anything quite like the reputation of a hockey mom. I will be talking about this and many more topics, as well as having experts like coaches, refs, off-ice trainers, nutritionists, loads of hockey moms from new to NHL sharing their insights, stories, and favorite things, players talking about their moms and their growing up years, best recipes, how you get your player from school to practice and bed and feeding them during all of that time. I have loads of ideas of where this can go. But for now, the basic format will be some updates, stories, an interview, some mom hacks. Come back next week as I kick off the format, and please give me your feedback at julie@motherpuckers.com. And don't forget, send me your stories at stories@motherpuckers.com for the chance to win a piece of Mother Puckers gear for the story that I picked to read on air. Check me out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, as well as my website. Just remember the U's in Mother Puckers. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great kickoff to this new decade.